This podcast is brought to you by Local Silver Mint in Ware, New Hampshire. For the best selection of silver and gold, visit the Local Silver Mint showroom in tax-free New Hampshire today. Online at localsilvermint.com.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create
The Grace Curley Show. Radio, TV, print, Grace Curley does it all.
She sings, she dances, she acts.
I'm waiting by the door for my Pulitzer.
She sounds hideous.
She's just the worst.
Yeah, she's a wacko.
She is the devil. I'm in hell.
Now, here's the millennial with the mic.
She still leaves me both breathless and speechless.
I love her. I love her.
She is the best.
Somebody will ask you to say Grace.
Grace Curley.
Grace!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Tuesday to all of you. This should be a day where I get to come on here and take a victory lap. For my prediction came true, but because my producer undercut me and took the price
$1
right,
less,
$1 less rule. Taylor, the floor is yours, sir. Explain to people what your prediction was and how you are now Taylor the Magnificent.
Well, I don't know if I can really take a victory lap because Eric Swalwell, the guess yesterday from you was that by today. He would be out of Congress, leaving Congress. Right. And I undercut you. I said, I think it'll happen before tonight. And
not before sowing doubt in my mind that I was going too crazy. Like, at first you tried to get me to push it out even further, and then I said, I'm going to stick with today, and then you said tonight. So it was really diabolical on your part.
Okay, sure, if that's how you want to see it. But either way, he put out a statement saying that he plans to resign.
Yeah, I did see people talking about that, how he's giving himself a little room there. Like, maybe you throw it out there and then you see what the temperature is, or, you know, stick your toe in the water and like, you guys still think I should do this now that a couple days has gone by? And he's hoping, Taylor, that something will happen in the meantime. Like, more will come out about Tony Gonzalez. More will come out about these Republicans that the Democrats want to be expelled. Or, you know, some big scandal drops with Trump and there's some, you know, orange man bad and he can skirt by. And that works for a lot of people. I'm sure Al Franken wishes he had held out a little longer, had given himself a little padding in between. But I don't know. I don't know in this case, because every day, and there was a really great point by, there's so many great points being made on social media about the hypocrisy here, but someone pointed out, like, these networks had these women almost on speed. It seems like when they want to, the amount of journalism that can be done and can be done fast. And I always go back to the Ted Cruz. Remember when Ted Cruz bailed out on Texas because he had a trip to Cancun? It was very Joe Biden of him. He was like, listen, I know there's a blackout on the power grid. Your guy's got to get some sun. Okay, I need some beads in my hair. I need to be under an umbrella, and there's nothing I can do about it. So he left. He got completely skewered by the press, and then he came back. But in the meantime, while he was gone to the airport, these reporters were trying to crack down on whether he had left his dog with a bowl of water. If he had, they were finding out the breed of the dog, what's the dog's name. And I remember at the time a lot of conservatives making the point that when they want to, the media can do a really good job. It's just the will that they don't typically have, because they don't have a desire typically to go after Democrats. Now, this case in California is an exception, because Eric Swalwell was really bleeping things up for them. And everyone was starting to get nervous. Everyone on the left was starting to get nervous that this was going to end up being two Republicans and the Democrats were going to be blocked out because of the weird primary rules they have in California, which was music to my ears. And so because they decided, okay, it's very reminiscent of Joe Biden. Like, once we decide that something can be said, now it can be said. And all of a sudden, the media has all these numbers on speed dial. Okay, we want to do an interview with you. We want to do an interview with you. You can come in. We're going to write an op-ed on this. George Clooney's going to come in. He's going to talk about this. This is how it works. And if you're not seeing the machine element behind this and the kind of pre-planned nature of so much of these so much of these scandals that break. Like, nothing's happening by accident, and that is certainly true here. So the Eric Swalwell story breaks, and now we're getting the repercussions, not just for him. And by the way, I'm shocked. Even saying that, like, oh, the media is going to run cover for Eric Swalwell, and that's a guarantee. But even so, Taylor, like, some of these videos, how did they not leak out onto the internet? Were they out there and people just didn't care? Like, he's on yachts, and it's not illegal to be on a yacht, but so many of these things, he looks like sweaty and drunk, and it's so unbecoming of a congressman. He's partying with like these young women on a yacht. It's very Epstein-esque for a guy who's been talking about releasing the files for the last year since Donald Trump got into office. And there's just more and more videos, and I'm holding off on talking about all of them, because in this weird AI world, you got to really authenticate stuff. But this guy's got a laundry list of dirt. And Nancy Pelosi, for example, and this is what I wanted to start with today, because I think this is hysterical. She's claiming that she didn't know about this. You know, it's like insider trading. Nancy Pelosi, there's some things that she's just not privy to, but it all works out the way she wants it to, doesn't it? So let's take a listen to Nancy Pelosi, cut 7.
Some Republicans and others are saying that Democrats turned kind of a blind eye, that they knew what he was up to.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely positive. And it's true that they may say that, but it is absolutely not true.
You had no idea.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. I had none whatsoever.
What happens in California now? He was, in many of the polls, the leading candidate.
Yes, he was.
That's gone. There are there's an army of candidates.
Methinks the old lady doth protest too much. I don't think there's...
It's her. It's that devil woman.
Oh, Taylor, I knew. There's some sound cuts I give Taylor. I go, can we make this a drop? And he's like, oh, okay. He does it begrudgingly. I said 101 Dalmatians. He was like, I'm in. That's going to go to good use. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot that happens that Nancy Pelosi, I'm not talking about her personal life, you know, who knows what's going on there, but I don't think there's a lot that happens in D.C. that this woman isn't privy to. She's like the Wicked Witch. She sees it all. She knows it all. It's just a matter of when she decides that you can be dismissed. She's like Anna Wintour of Congress. You know, she sits behind, steak! I want steak! And she just decides, like, ah, okay, you're expendable now. We can do without you. Goodbye. Goodbye. You are the weakest link. And right now it's Eric Swalwell. But she wants to try to convince us she doesn't know. Now, someone else who's doing a huge about face, which I just love this so much. Have you seen his BFF, Taylor Gallego?
Yes, I have. Well, I mean, I've seen... There's rumors that he's in these videos, right?
There are rumors that he's in these videos. I do think he has kind of his own shady past. This was a post I saw today that said, reminder about Swalwell's best friend, Ruben Gallego. He divorced his pregnant wife, sealed the court records, and then secretly married a woman 15 years younger than him that he met at the congressional baseball game. That's just something that Brent Scher put out on social media, retweeted by Ryan Gerdusky. But the funny thing about Gallego is that now he's also claiming, I'm shocked! I'm shocked by this! Your best friend in the world. You know, Taylor and I had this conversation the other day about people who, I just finished reading this book. I bet a lot of the ladies out there have read it. It's called Strangers, A Memoir of a Marriage. And you read about these people who are blindsided by someone that they're married to. And I'm sure that does happen on occasion. But a lot of times when people are telling me how shocked they are, or like, I never knew this side of him. Gallego's saying he lived a double life. He lived a double life. These are the two guys that were pictured together at one point. I think they were riding camels together in Qatar in 2021. To me, it's like once you pass that, you're riding a horse with someone in Montana. Maybe I say, yeah, there's probably maybe something you don't know about them. You're riding camels together in Qatar? No, you guys know each other inside and out. I'm sorry. That's a different level of friendship. And by the way, they didn't describe each other as best friends in Congress. They described each other as, that's my best friend in the world. So your best friend in the world, you're going on yachts, you're cheating on your wife, you're potentially engaging in criminal activity, disgusting activity, harming women, and you're trying to tell me that your greasy, bearded friend who looks like he could be your other half. He looks exactly like Eric Swalwell. He looks like the other side of Eric Swalwell. You're telling me this guy Gallego, who has his own shady track record, had no idea? I don't think so. I'm not buying it. Now, the lack of journalistic curiosity with this, especially after Fang Fang Taylor, because yesterday I focused a little bit on Kevin McCarthy and that 2023 cut where he said, if you guys just got the briefing I got, you wouldn't want this guy on any committees. But something else that just came to me today as I'm watching a montage put together of all of these feckless, lame, water-carrying Democrat media press pass-carrying losers interview Eric Swalwell after Fang Fang is there was so much there. There was so much to bite off from that story. And if it were a Republican, I don't need to tell you guys, if it were a Republican, it would have been, you know, they wouldn't have stopped until every stone was unturned. With Eric Swalwell, there was no interest in it. It was like, oh, tell us how this Fang Fang stuff's being blown out of proportion. Okay, thank you. Talk to you again soon when Trump does something you don't like. Or you can accuse someone else of being a rapist. We'll check back in. But no one said to themselves, like, wow, if this guy's dumb enough, if this guy's, and Victor Davis Hanson said he was approached by Fang Fang too. And he said, you have to be really stupid not to catch on that she was a honeypot. But as a journalist, Taylor, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, if this guy, and I thought this for years, I'm like, how does this guy keep coming around, talking about his wife, talking about his kids, and this Fang Fang thing seems to have just fallen by the wayside? If you're a journalist in D.C., you have access to all these people, this would have been a two-second story to uncover. You go, okay, well, if this guy's dumb enough and unfaithful enough and just gross enough to cheat on his wife with Fang Fang, then there's probably a little bit more here, right? Keep pulling at the yarn. The whole ball will come unraveled, however that goes. You guys know I don't like Taylor, is that the wrong idiom?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, so you must be happy that there's a new news bureau in D.C. now.
Oh, is there?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
TMZ has opened up a D.C. bureau.
I did hear about this. And as long as they try, because I noticed that they go after Republicans a lot, but what I would really, and I understand why, I've listened to Harvey Levin, I've listened to these people on TMZ, they're extremely left-wing, but if they start going after, if they actually just start getting these photos of these Democrats and Republicans, you know, up to no good, I'm on board for it. TMZ has a pretty good track record. You see that headline from TMZ about something, usually I can't think of many occasions they've had to retract, certainly not as much as CNN. So I'm all on board for this. And I liked how they were getting pictures of the senators and the congresspeople on vacation during this recess, which they're back today. So take a deep breath, okay? Everything's going to go back to the orderly, normal function of the United States of America is about to resume now that these morons are off of vacation. Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. But what if you're looking to lose weight, but you're not interested in the weekly injections that can be painful, that can lead to side effects? Well, that's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. I got these products delivered, and Taylor swooped in, grabbed them off my desk, and you know what? I'm happy he did because you've been having some great results, Taylor.
Well, I've used Lean before and it's worked. It suppresses naturally your appetite. It's all natural ingredients. I'm very leery of any supplements that I take and I want them to be natural and it's all natural ingredients. And it uses your body to its greatest advantage. It's burning energy. It's burning fat and using that fat to convert it to energy at a faster, more, you know, efficient rate than you normally would, especially if you're working like a sit-down job like I do, and you don't get much exercise during the day. You try to supplement that on either end of the day. But when you're sitting down, you know, there's a lot more opportunities. People bring in donuts. People bring in snacks. You know, there's vending machines. You take Lean, it not only burns things more efficiently for you. It's going to quiet that food noise, and those urges don't become as evident as they would have before. And I've been taking it for a little while now. I'm down almost 15 pounds. And
it's
great. It's a great feeling to open my closet and go, I can wear any of these shirts now. I'm not, you know, I'm
yeah, you don't have like one pile.
Five. It's not my Jurassic Park hoodie that's coming out every day.
Hey,
it's...
but don't leave that guy behind, okay?
No,
I don't want him to be put in the dustbin because now you're, you know, your new physique. I still want Jurassic Park on occasion.
He's in the rotation. That's Golden Boy, you know? But it's Lena's great. I recommend it to everybody. Anybody that is looking to lose, you know, whether it's just 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or even more, it's a good thing to have on hand. And you know, you're not taking these injections, and you don't know what it's going to do to you down the road. It's all natural, and it's proven.
Yeah, so let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping so you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Visit TakeLean.com and enter GRACE for your discount. That's promo code GRACE at TakeLean.com. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will return. This is the Grace Curley Show.
What I will say is that many people on the Hill knew about this. Many reporters have come forward, even in talking to me, saying that they had heard stories about this. But I do think that he has serious criminal problems on his hand, and I do think that he might end up in jail, Jesse. And if I could just share with you for a moment, not only did I receive forensic reporting showing that, you know, that infamous video of him in the hotel room was indeed him. It was not AI generated. But I'm also being told that, A, more stuff is going to be dropping in the next 24 hours. And then also potentially the individual that recorded that video in that hotel room, Jesse, was a female and she was underage.
Oh, geez. That was Representative. Who was that, Taylor?
Anna Paulina Luna.
Thank you. Yes, from Florida, right? And she was on talking about Eric Swalwell. She says that he's not going, he could be in jail. One thing's for sure, he's not going to be governor of California. And that brings us to our poll question, which is brought to you by Local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is who will be California's next governor? Chad Bianco, Steve Hilton, Katie Porter, Tom Steyer, or other?
Oh. I know. I'm going to go aspirational. I'm going to go with what I want to see happen. I'd like to see Hilton win it.
52% say Hilton. I think a lot of aspirational votes there. 19% say other. 16% for Katie Porter. 11% say Steyer. 2% say Chad Bianco. I saw Javier Becerra is also running. I didn't know that. Isn't that a step down?
Well, I think you can write in at this point until... I think we're still in the window of writing in. So some people were saying Kamala could still throw her hat in the ring.
Oh, God. If that's the play, oh, my God.
She could still fall out of the coconut
tree. You know what?
Tree.
Fine. Bring it. You probably wouldn't be the worst governor California's ever seen.
That's the thing about Gavin Newsom is he set the bar so incredibly low. But the other part of this is that Kash Patel has invited Eric Swalwell to sit down with him. He's willing to forgive the cease and desist letter, Eric, that you sent him about the Fang Fang files. He's willing to put it all in the past and sit down with you for an interview with the FBI, which I think is a great, great idea. Now, the Katie Porter of it all cracks me up because she's been on social media. She's trying to come in, Taylor. She's an awful. So what do awfuls love to do? They're the saviors. You know, they're going to come in. They love to play the hero in the movie of their life that is constantly screening in their minds.
Don't open up.
She's a true Karen. And so she keeps tweeting out, like, you know, you guys keep in mind, she's reposting all this Eric Swalwell stuff. And everyone keeps saying, like, you're... also an alleged domestic abuser. I shouldn't say also, that's not what Eric Swalwell is being accused of, but you also have all these skeletons in your closet. You berate staff. You're a nasty, nasty woman, and not in the Elizabeth Warren, I'm a nasty woman, not in the good way, in the actual...
Get out of my f***ing shot!
Yeah. And I've been in media for a while, and I'm not using this like I know the ropes or whatever, but I've seen people, you know, get ready for interviews. I've went with Howie to things before where he's gone on TV. There is absolutely no reason to be like that unless you're a psychopath. So she keeps trying to take a victory lap over this. I think it's a little premature. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show is on the air.
Nancy Pelosi had no idea what Eric Swalwell was up to. What do you think she was more surprised by? Was she more surprised at George Clooney telling us that Biden wasn't as sharp as we all thought he was? Or is she more surprised at this news coming out about Eric Swalwell?
I see nothing. I don't know nothing.
Because both of these have thrown me for a loop. I had no idea. There's no way you could have known by even looking at Eric Swalwell, that greasy slime ball, that he was up to no good. If anyone was buying into his Family Guy act, you're out of your minds. Take a listen to these flashbacks. This is a part of his campaign ad. Cut three, please. This is him and his wife.
Do you ever think I'd run for governor?
Absolutely not.
Could you think I could be governor?
Didn't cross my mind.
Appreciate that confidence.
What has surprised you the most that you're hearing from people?
I would say just how proud everyone is in every part of the state to be Californian. I'd almost like you got to be crazy to live anywhere else, but also how scared people are, like really scared.
Yeah, I'm scared.
But what I see across the state is people are optimistic and there's a way for us to get through it.
I think you just got my endorsement.
You ready to do like a public endorsement video?
I don't think you need mine. You have Adam Schiff.
This doesn't look staged, it does.
Right, right. There's nothing about this that's phony. This is all, you know, from the heart. He doesn't seem very comfortable talking to his wife. He seems much more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Hanging out with his staffers and on the beds of hotels. That's where he seems more like himself. Confident, you know, sloppy. Seems a little buttoned up there, Taylor, when he's with the wife, doesn't he? Strange.
Oh, yeah,
strange
strolling stuff. Hand in hand down the boardwalk.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that the vibe right now in California is you'd have to be crazy not to live here. I think the U-Hauls that are all driving out at a rapid rate would disagree with Eric Swalwell. I don't think that's the consensus from people in California. I mean, I'm sure the homeless population, I'm sure the people who are partaking in the open air drug dens on the street are like, you'd be crazy to be anywhere else. Why would you want to be homeless in Boston where it's so cold when you can be homeless here? But I think the people who are paying taxes and, you know, trying to raise a family in California, I don't think they'd agree with Eric Swalwell that you'd have to be crazy to live anywhere else. So that was his campaign ad. And there's more to that, but there's something else I want to mention here. Because, you know, George Clooney, I keep bringing him up. I have him on the mind today. He wrote that op-ed in the New York Times where he let all of us know. And it was so generous of him. You know, he's such a smart, smart man. He's so much better than all of us because he's in the movies. He's a movie star. So he knows more than all of us, okay? And we're
But it's a frustrating time and I think a scary time for many people.
Yeah, it's scary for me. It's scary when one of your movies comes across my TV, unless it's Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 13. If it's Ocean's 12, I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
I'm scared.
So, George Clooney put on the hair dye or whatever and decided that he was going to be a truth teller 4 years too late and told us, like, hey, guys, I know everyone just saw him at the debate and you all might be thinking that it was just a bad night, but I'm here to tell you that I went to a fundraiser with him and he didn't know who I was. It was really scary. And we all at the same time gave him a standing ovation and said, wow, what a performance. This is amazing. This is such great acting. Acting as though you didn't know for 4 years that this guy was walking around like a vegetable. That is one of the best performances Clooney's had in quite some time. And today, I just wanted to send out my condolences to John Hamm, otherwise known as Don Draper from Mad Men, and Robert De Niro, otherwise known as that crazy old man who's always yelling on the street about Trump. They were big fans of Eric Swalwell. They were backing him. They were supporters of his. And I just want them to know this is, I'm waiting patiently for you to tell me who we vote for next. Okay, I'm waiting patiently. And especially for the people in California, if you're nervous right now, if you're scared, if you find yourself scared, and you're saying, hey, I haven't had a celebrity tell me, you know, my John Hamm notice, my John Hamm email came in, and he specifically told me to vote for Eric Swalwell, and now I am lost at sea. I don't have a mooring here. I don't know where to go next. Take a deep breath, okay? Calm down. They will be telling you, all you idiots out there who take your advice from Robert De Niro and John Hamm, they will be telling you shortly who to vote for next.
I'm going to say one thing. F*** Trump.
Once the dust settles, okay? Stop calling them. Stop asking. Stop begging them. Please, please, John Hamm, give me your political insight. I need to know. Who do I vote for, damn it? He's going to get to it. Just give him a minute. God, everyone's so impatient nowadays. And so that's one part of this. And check in on Bobby, by the way. If you're friends with Bobby De Niro, and he's been, this has got to be, I mean, the hits just keep on coming for this guy. This has got to be tough for Bobby De Niro. The other weird part about this is the Tom Steyer of it all. I don't know why, Taylor. I know he's a billionaire. I know he ran for president in 2020, and that was like a crazy field. There was so much content for that 2020 race. But I don't know why there was something about Tom Steyer that is popping in my head. Something to do with a tie. I don't know if maybe how he was fixated on the tie he wore in one of the debates, how he thought it looked like he was going to prep school or something. But that's all I think of. He was pretty forgettable other than that. But the big thing about Tom Steyer, and I guess now his chances in, according to the betting sites, what's the big betting site, Taylor? Polymarket? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this Polymarket, Kalshi.
Yeah, and they're saying that he's up by like 50%, or his chances have surged thanks to Eric Swalwell dropping out. But it's a weird thing because Steyer's a billionaire. And I just, like, I need John Hamm's guidance on this California thing, and I need my bettors to tell me who to vote for. I also need the Democrats to explain to me how we are dealing with billionaires. Because it seems like some billionaires good, other billionaires bad. And the only billionaire that, and some billionaires, Taylor, you'll notice, go from good to bad. For example, Elon Musk, he was good, Tesla, then he bought X, started letting free speech run rampant, and then he turned into a bad billionaire.
You are a bad guy, but this does not mean you're a bad guy.
Eric Swalwell was at the house of that billionaire. The guy who owns like the Diamond Resorts, I think his name's Steven Klubeck, and he got booted. By the way, I'm confused by this story because I guess Swalwell filmed one of those videos. He's put out several videos over the last few days. They all look like he's locked in a pantry, and he filmed it at the house of this billionaire. Again, probably a good if I had to guess, Steven Klubeck, good billionaire. We have to keep it straight. If you're a billionaire who's funneling dark money, and this isn't about Steven Klubeck, this is just in general, you're funneling money into the Democrat machine, you're a good billionaire. If you're a billionaire like Elon Musk, who's saving astronauts from space, bad billionaire. Okay? Give all your money back. You are not helping. Okay? And so I keep seeing these videos that Steven Klubeck kicked Eric Swalwell out of his house, Taylor. But the way they're framing it, like, was Eric Swalwell living with this guy? Because I'm sorry, if someone says you kick them out of, he threw him out of his house, I just keep picturing Eric Swalwell with like his sleeping bag or something. Was he holed up at this guy's house? Maybe that's where he went, like Meghan Markle, you know how they hid out for a while after Megxit. Maybe when the news started to turn on him, this is what you take refuge with, a billionaire. Taylor, do you have a billionaire that if you have, in times of trouble, they could comfort you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
No, now, do you have him on speed dial? Do you think that he would, do you think
I've told you before about my billionaire friend.
You have. Your billionaire friend sounds cool, too.
He's a cool guy.
You know why I like Your Billionaire, Taylor?
Because he plays pickleball?
No. No. If anything, that's a...
You still own one of your favorite restaurants?
Yeah, but more so, like, I know why he's a billionaire. A lot of times people are billionaires and you say, like, oh, what do? Well, they created this platform that sells marketing things from one. It was a startup in Silicon Valley and it moved this to that. I like a billionaire where you go, hey, that place had great bread.
Yeah.
That place had great bread, my friend, and I know exactly who you
mm-hmm.
are. So, yeah, everyone should have a billionaire that when you're in a bind like Eric Swalwell, don't be in a bind like Eric Swalwell, first of all. But if you find yourself in a bad spot, you call them and you say, hey, I need to come over. I need to hide away from the paparazzi. And so I wanted to play a cut here, though, of some of the media covering. Now, you remember Eric Swalwell, this is not his first brush with scandal. If anything, the revelation that his campaign was infiltrated by a Chinese spy named Fang Fang, and he had a very cozy, intimate relationship with her in the old days, in the boring days of politics, that would be enough for people to say, I don't know. Well, I don't think we need you near classified information. I don't think we need you near any information. I think we've had enough of you, but not nowadays. Nowadays, it's like everybody's got 9 lives. And so this was the media back when the Fang Fang story broke, being there, you know, that they're very fair. They call balls and strikes, and if they get a whiff that something's not right, they're going to drill down. They're going to hold that person accountable. This is cut 5, a super cut.
Speaker McCarthy seems to have singled you out. He says that he had a briefing, as well as former Speaker Pelosi had the briefing from the FBI, and the FBI never came before this Congress to tell the leadership of this Congress that Eric Swalwell had a problem with the Chinese spy. Political vengeance seems to be the flavor of the day with the 118th Republican-led yeah. Congress.
Kevin McCarthy, even in his press conference on Thursday, continues to say false claims about some members, including Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, were key members on the Intelligence Committee, saying that because of some allegations, including a false claim that Swalwell was involved with a Chinese spy.
This is all about the vengeance. It has nothing to do with factually what petty. The reality is. Is this a small-minded, petty people
Jeez, Louise.
Who are now in charge of committees? And if they remove you, it's going to be a huge mistake, and people know it.
My wife does say don't threaten her with a good time, because I'm going to be home now for more diapers to be changed, school drop-offs.
Swalwell has never been accused of any wrongdoing. The investigation in question revolved around a woman suspected of being a Chinese intelligence operative more than a decade ago.
Okay, so they were trying to downplay this thing for so long. He's going on The View. He had a lot of friends in the media. He was a Hollywood favorite. Jimmy Kimmel had him on. You just heard Whoopi Goldberg talking to him. And they were all trying to poo-poo this news about Fang Fang. Oh, please. Who amongst us hasn't had a run and an entanglement with a Chinese spy while married with children? Isn't that just, it's just part of life. It's a natural part of life, ain't it? And so they brushed it aside. They didn't take care of it. They knew he was a scumbag, and now we have this. And Taylor, tell people what's going on right now.
There is a news conference going on right now by one of the accusers of Eric Swalwell. I don't believe we have a name for her yet, Sean. But she does have some big accusations that she's making against Eric Swalwell. This is about 2 minutes long. I've not previewed this, but this is pretty serious.
The allegations. She's speaking now in California, Beverly Hills. Let's watch.
In 2018, while I was living and working as a model in Beverly Hills, and I also owned a fashion software company, I had contact with Eric Swalwell on 3 separate occasions after meeting him socially. He offered me connections to further my software company. And I also had an interest in local politics. He invited me to 2 public events. I knew he was married at the time and that his wife was pregnant. He was my friend. On the 3rd occasion, I believe he drugged my drink. I only had one glass of wine. We were supposed to go to a political event, and he said he needed to get paperwork from his hotel room. When I arrived at his hotel room, I was already incapacitated, and I couldn't move my arms or my body. He raped me, and he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died. I did not consent to any sexual activity. Although I did not undergo a rape kit at the time, I disclosed the assault to the people closest to me. I also recorded these events in my handwritten calendar. The assault and its impact were later documented during my therapy sessions at a sexual assault center.
Wow. Wow, this is getting more serious by the day. And I will say, these accusations, and we'll have to bear out and see what evidence these women have, but they seem very credible to me, and they seem to remember a lot of the details here, and I'm sure people can corroborate whether, you know, he was with this woman at this time. Everyone's got pictures of everything. Everyone's got logs. Everyone's got, you know, CCTV. So I'm sure there's plenty of ways to figure out if these two were together. I believe her. I believe these women because, again, like I said, there's plenty here to inform you of this guy's character. And he hasn't been, this isn't a shock to anyone who's seen through this guy from the start. And I think that's a lot of people. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about this. We can play more sound from victims who were on with CBS News. And we will continue to cover this story. For years, you've heard me talk about how beautiful Nassau Beach Inn is. It's the only lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. I love Nassau Beach Inn. I had the most fun there in the summer with my family. We brought my entire family. We got one of the bigger houses there. And it was an absolute blast. You can walk to the beach. You can walk to restaurants. It's so much fun. It's truly so beautiful. It's this little slice of Cape Cod. It's quintessential Cape Cod. And from now until Friday at midnight or when sold out, owner Dave Henchy is making you an offer you cannot afford to pass up. Go to NassauBeachInn.com and click on store. You can save 50% on a gift certificate with code Howie. There are only 100 available. And I was actually just talking to my mom this past weekend. She has a gift certificate to the Nassau Beach Inn, and we're planning what weekend we're all going to go and be able to enjoy this beautiful spot. Dave does such a great job. He has a great crew that has been with him for so long, and I think you guys are really going to love it. And at this deal, I mean, jump on this right now. You must click the apply coupon button after entering code Howie at checkout to lock in your reduced price. The gift certificate can be used any time of year. Nassau Beach Inn is pet friendly, and they have ocean views from every room as well as a fireplace. This is the perfect Mother's or Father's Day gift for anyone you know who would enjoy a memorable getaway to the Cape. This special 50% off deal just started today, and it ends Friday. I love the Nassau Beach Inn. I've been there, so I can attest to just how beautiful and well-run and special of a place it is. And if you want to find out why we all love it so much, go to NassauBeachInn.com and get your 50% off gift certificate now with code Howie. Don't forget to click apply coupon after entering code Howie at checkout. That's NassauBeachInn.com. Use code Howie, a short drive to a vacation that feels far, far away. We'll be right back.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
We don't have a lot of time here, but Taylor and I were just remarking during that break that this woman's story, this latest alleged victim to come out in the Eric Swalwell scandal, is lining up in a lot of ways with the other women's stories, especially about the drinks and this idea that, you know, you have one drink or suddenly you don't know where you are. It's every woman's worst nightmare. And I was glad to hear her say it explicitly that she thought she was roofied, because that does seem to be part of this. And Taylor made the point that, you know, this woman was, you know, trying to find people to help with her business. And when she said that thing about his wife was pregnant and he's married, I totally get that. Like, there are times in life where you want somebody to know, hey, I'm married, so if you think this is like a date, that's not what's going on here. But if you meet a guy and he wants to help your business and he's has a pregnant wife and you're a decent person, you do think like, oh, he must actually want to help my business. This story is just getting wackier and wackier. We'll be right back. We got more to talk about.